नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, टुडेज न्यूज 18 डे ब्रेक इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय राखी बोस। इन केस यू मिस्ड इट, क्रिकेटर टर्न पॉलिटिशियन इमरान खान्स फॉर्मर वाइफ रेहम खान हैज रिटन एन अलेजेडली एक्सप्लोसिव ऑटोबायोग्राफी इन विच शी इज अक्यूज्ड खान ऑफ सेक्सुअल हरासमेंट एंड नेपोटिज्म विद इन हिज पार्टी पाकिस्तान तहरीके इंसाफ। A manuscript of the book was allegedly leaked barely 2 months ahead of the Pakistan general elections in which Imran is a prime ministerial hopeful. Read excerpts of the CNN News 18's exclusive interview with Rehan Khan. A day before Pranab Mukherjee addresses an RSS event in Nagpur, the former president's daughter and Congress leader Sharmishtha Mukherjee expressed disapproval over his decision, saying he was giving the BJP and the Sangh a handle to plant false stories. She warned that his speech will be forgotten, but photos will remain. The former president's decision to attend the RSS's event on Thursday and deliver a speech in the organization's Nagpur headquarters has met with flak from Congress leaders and led to speculation of a change of heart of Mukherjee. But what will he really say in the speech? His last speech as president may hold some clues. Meanwhile, Mukherjee reached Maharashtra's winter capital on Wednesday night. BJP President Amit Shah's attempt to repair relations with its oldest and most difficult ally Shiv Sena got off to a bumpy start on Wednesday. Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray refused to let BJP leader and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis attend the outreach meeting. Addressing a public meeting in Mandasaur to mark the first anniversary of the police firing that killed 6 protesting farmers, Congress President Rahul Gandhi promised to waive off farm loans within 10 days if his party comes to power in Madhya Pradesh. On the same day, the Union Cabinet passed a Rs 8,000 crore bailout package for the sugarcane industry. Actor-turned-politician Rajinikanth, whose new movie Kala is facing opposition from pro-Kannada groups over his Kaveri remarks, has appealed to Karnataka Chief Minister H.T. Kumaraswamy to provide security at theatres that wish to screen the film. The film is set to be released across the country on Thursday. The Supreme Court had, earlier on Wednesday, refused to stall the release of Rajinikanth's starrer Kala. Pune police on Wednesday arrested 5 people for alleged links with Naxals in connection with the Bheem Koregaon violence during Dalit demonstrations in January this year. The Elgar Parishad was organized at Shanivarwara Fort on December 31, 2017 to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Bhima Koregaon, which was believed to be a victory over caste-based oppression. According to the police, the accused spread inflammatory messages during the event and made socially divisive presentations and provocative speeches. The Central Bureau of Investigation has filed a charge sheet against Ravi Krishna, director of Zikita Healthcare Private Limited, and the son of former Union Minister Vyalar Ravi, its CEO and others in connection with alleged corruption in the operation of ambulances in Rajasthan. After long defending the swimsuit competition as a way to promote fitness, the organizers of the Miss America Beauty pageant have decided to drop the contentious segment from the pageant. The move is part of an effort to end sexism and make the organization more attractive to women. That's all for today. Have a good day.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.